Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
Today we celebrate the feast of St. Dominic, who is most notably recognized for his loving devotion to the Mother of God, and secondarily for founding an order of religious that in some way resembles the awesomeness of us Norbertines. Ultimately, the greatest way to know the love that the Blessed Virgin Mary has for us is by praying the Rosary. In a similar way, we learn about Christ's love for us when we encounter him in the Gospels. In other words, the Gospels and the Rosary are a match made in heaven. In today's Gospel, Peter asks to do the impossible. He wants to walk on the water to meet the Lord. But as Peter hesitates, his faith and himself starts to drown. Nevertheless, the fisherman reaches out for a savior, and Christ is exceedingly pleased to be there for him. In the grand scheme, the wobbling faith of Peter allows for the others in the boat to make a more perfect act of faith. Truly, you are the Son of God. But the Hail Mary begins from this praise, which is bolstered by faith. Hail Mary, full of grace. It is as if we were saying, truly, you are the Mother of God. And so that we don't drown, we ask Our Lady to intercede for us at every moment of our lives. We ask before we fall into sin so that Our Lady is ready to pull us up without a further request if we do. She is like the strong wind who frightens the apostles only because she does not hesitate to bring us so mightily to her Son. In the Gospel, Peter asks to walk on water, something impossible. With the Rosary, we obtain the impossible, for nothing is impossible for the Mother of God.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.